Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join the show here, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nikki.
And it's Bonnie.
Coming up a little bit later on this year, our very own Mark Edge is going to be traveling over to Prague once again for what I believe is going to be the third year of the Liberty in Our Lifetime event. You can go to libertyinourlifetime.org to learn more about it and mark your calendar for October 14th and 15th for this important event that will be focusing on free cities, the self-governing territories that in theory could uphold individual rights and freedoms better than what we currently have on the planet. There are going to be representatives from different projects in the United States, Honduras, Germany, and Norway will be joining the conference to help share updates on their progress and explain why you should consider moving to or doing business in a free city. Mark spoke last year. He'll be back speaking again at this year's event. And again, you can save 10% by using our code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at libertyinourlifetime.org. It's in progress. This October 14th through the 15th. As we continue here, we've got a disturbing story that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that's actually paid attention to who Ron DeSantis is, and he is, like most politicians, a psychopath who, in his case, is not just an attorney, but was a military attorney. And he was in the JAG office, and I guess it was the Navy, where he worked down at Guantanamo Bay for some time in the aughts. He ended his service on January 31st, 2007. And you were just sharing a story, Bonnie, from Al Jazeera, written by someone who was actually imprisoned for, sounded like a decade and a half in Guantanamo Bay before finally being released, because turns out he wasn't a terrorist after all.
Uh-oh. Oops.
Yeah. And in the time that he was imprisoned there, there was a hunger strike. Usually those are designed, in theory, to get attention brought to a specific issue with the facility. And so after some amount of time of this hunger strike going on, Ron DeSantis came in and said, as their advisor or whatever, their legal advisor, that they could go ahead and force feed these people. So that was the one detail that wasn't in your story from this guy's recollection. Obviously, he wouldn't know.
Yeah, he said he didn't know.
Yeah,
he says
know.
That later on.
He wouldn't know what the internal documents were as far as the prison. But what he did know was that DeSantis was nice to him in person, acted like he cared about his rights or whatever. And then on the day that he was being force-fed in front of a group of observers, one of which was Ron DeSantis, he noticed DeSantis was smiling, and I think the word was laughing.
Yep.
While this man was had a feeding tube shoved, was it in his nose?
Yeah. His mouth.
Yeah. They shove it like in your nose, down your throat, into your stomach.
Yeah, and he described it as a very, very painful situation. So what else did you want to share from that story?
He says, that force feeding was inhumane. It was meant to break me and teach me a lesson. It was meant to show me that I was just an animal with no human rights. There is no other way to call it. It was torture. Because I had thrown up, they fed me another case. This time they mixed laxatives into the bag. The mixture of ensure and laxatives completely wrecked my intestines after having no solid foods for more than 9 months. They left me restrained in that chair all night, soiled with my own waste and vomit.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
The next day they started again. The message was clear. They were not going to stop force feeding me like that, torturing me until I ended my hunger strike. So I ended my hunger strike. All but a few of us did. A brother who saw me brought back to my cage said I was swollen as a dead body found in the water.
Mm.
That describes the whole torture.
That's sick.
He said they kept protesting, especially against the guards desecrating the Quran.
Yeah, I had heard about that. Was there more from the story that you wanted to share?
Well, I just wanted to see if there's anything else about, like,
well, while you DeSantis. Check on that, let me add in here about DeSantis. This is from the Washington Post, which is a lengthy story. I'm maybe in the last third of this piece about him. But it says that as a House member, because what happened was he was in the military at Guantanamo Bay, and then he was elected to Congress when he was out of the military, right? So military, right into Congress. And as a House member in the U.S. Congress, DeSantis became one of the leading proponents of keeping the prison open, insisting it was unsafe to transfer detainees to even the country's most secure prison. In a Fox News interview in 2014, host Greta Van Susteren pressed DeSantis on why the detainees needed to be kept in Guantanamo, which at what she said was an annual cost of $2.7 million each.
Whoa. Per person?
Per person. Inmate.
Wow.
$2.7 million. Yeah. Annual cost, $2.7 million each, compared with only $78,000 per inmate if they were to be housed at the highest maximum security federal prison in Colorado, known as the Supermax. Calling the detainees, quote, terrorists, DeSantis blamed Guantanamo's high costs in part on religious accommodations. He said they get three special halal meals a day. They get round-the-clock medical care. They get the Qurans when they want it. So,
like, how much would a Quran cost?
Nothing.
Like, you're going to go through a Quran a day?
It would cost nothing. There's plenty of Muslim...
They get the Quran when they want it. That's such just a lie.
There's plenty of Muslim groups who would donate Quran. So, like, that's zero cost for that. And the idea that it's so expensive to make a halal meal, I'm ridiculous. But he claimed that, so, they're treated far better than they would be treated almost anywhere else.
Wow.
I mean, can you
just
believe...
Just to be, like, such a compulsive liar to even say that.
Right. This other... The inmate is describing being kept in shipping containers that were just, like, open to the elements... Basically.
Like ovens in the summer, he said.
Right. And that is supposedly better treatment than anywhere else. And he claims, well, that's costly. Well, they talked to a spokesperson for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, who then responded to questions about DeSantis' comparison by providing documentation that showing federal prisoners, including Supermax facilities, are entitled to a, quote, religious diet, religious books, and ministering to you at the level of your need and medical care. So the whole idea that this needs to cost $2.7 million apiece and we have to keep Guantanamo open for this is ridiculous. But DeSantis continued in the interview. Also,
every Muslim lives, that extravagantly.
No, there's plenty of Muslims in Supermax, right? Like, there's plenty of quote-unquote terrorists.
No, I mean non-prisoner Muslims. Every Muslim costs $2.7 million a year to live and eat their halal.
Obviously, when you're in prison, it costs more to keep somebody alive.
Yeah, the staff.
So, all kinds of costs to that. So DeSantis in the interview also maintained that detainees can't be sent to Supermax because, quote, they're unlawful combat terrorists. They're not common criminals. Supermax has common criminals, he said. Which is also nonsense. Our former co-host Chris Cantwell said he was in prison, in federal prison, with multiple people who were accused of terrorist-related things. So, like, the whole idea, I mean, literally everything he says is a lie about this.
Please, I wonder what's really going on there that he wants it to stay open so bad. Like, is there sort of
joy from this man being tortured.
But it just feels like there's something else, too. Like, first
of
all, why?
Now.
Yeah, like, why would it cost so much money to house the inmates there? Like, is there some sort of, like, money laundering?
Oh, of course. There's
real Epstein Island.
Contractors.
So that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he's financially benefiting or benefiting somehow from
something.
This.
Maybe he's an investor in some of the contractors or whatever. I don't know. That's a good question. Robert Hood, who's the warden of the was the warden of the Colorado Supermax from 2002 to 2005, said in an interview that Supermax was designed to hold the most dangerous inmates. Why would someone being a unlawful combatant terrorist make them completely unable to be held in a Supermax?
Makes absolutely no sense. It's like Butters when he goes to prison and he gets out because he convinces everybody to buy NFTs.
Yeah. I didn't see that episode.
Hood noted the current prisoners include Ramzi Ahmed Youssef, one of the 1993 World Trade Center bombers, and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. DeSantis, in a subsequent Fox News appearance in 2015, also argued against closing Guantanamo because detainees would be given an opportunity in U.S. court to dispute their cases.
Wow.
So, which is, of course, the reason why they're held in Guantanamo, because if they're not held within the United States, essentially the federal government's argument is these are not subject to...
How disgusting.
...the due process.
They've already decided they're criminals, so...
It's just so disgusting to even think that that's, like, a benefit.
Right, and this guy, who is a lawyer, who should understand... The benefits of, you know, due process and why the U.S. justice system is the best in the world, he's arguing to say, no, we don't need any of that. He actually says straight up in the interview, quote, there will be judges who are going to issue a writ of habeas corpus, and you either got to take them to trial or you have to release them at that time, said DeSantis. So he doesn't want these people to face trial. He wants them to sit and rot in Guantanamo Bay until they die. And he thinks, and people out there believe this guy cares about human rights, that he cares about freedom, that he believes that the free state is Florida. It's nonsense.
Or that he cares about freedom at all.
Indeed. In May of 2016, DeSantis chaired a House National Security Subcommittee that examined what to do with the 80 detainees who remained at the base. He said he continued to oppose closing the base or transferring detainees to other countries out of concern they would commit acts of terrorism. Nor did he support giving detainees normal rights that would be accorded to a typical defendant. And I'd just like to point out that you don't give rights to people. People have rights. The U.S. Constitution has a Bill of Rights that applies to human beings. It doesn't apply to just people born within the United States or the people who happen to make it into the United States. It's supposed to be for all people. And
they're just recognizing those rights.
That's correct. That's what they were doing with the Constitution. But they're not recognizing the rights of the people in Guantanamo Bay. They're treating them as though they are less than human, as though they are guaranteed to be terrorists just because somebody said that this person's a terrorist when they handed them over to the U.S. military in 2002 or 2003 or whenever it was that they got snatched up. Because many of these people, if you recall, were just snatched up by people who didn't like them.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, there's these different factions in the Middle East, right? So this one faction who was in with the U.S. military would turn over people that they hated to the U.S. military and say, we caught a terrorist. Oh, okay. We'll just take them over to Guantanamo Bay and we'll deal with them. And then some of them are there for, you know, a decade and a half before they finally get out. What else? He said, quote, I fear that going in the other direction where you somehow need to give them a quasi-civilian trial with basic constitutional rights almost, at the end of the day in the normal battle, you're not going to be able to do that without really diverting the mission. And I don't want to be doing that.
What is the mission? Torturing people? Imprisoning them without any sort of due process? Is that the mission?
Sounds like it. 2 years later, he then ran for governor, made his service a major campaign theme, running an ad that showed him in his Navy uniform as a narrator said that he, quote, dealt with terrorists at Guantanamo Bay, which is what I'm pretty sure his little flyer that he had sent out said something about.
He served at Guantanamo Bay, something like that.
I might have even said something about terrorists, but I don't have it in front of me here, but... DeSantis' commanding officer made clear he dealt with numerous detainees whom the administration deemed terrorists. He did not deal with the highest level group of 14 top suspects. While they were transferred to Guantanamo in 2006, access to those high level detainees was restricted to senior officer, and DeSantis was, quote, not granted access. Of the 779 individuals once held at Guantanamo, about 400 of whom were there in 2006 during DeSantis' main time of service, most have been released to their home countries or elsewhere.
Only two have been convicted of the ones that did get any.
Really?
That's what I read. I'm pretty sure in this article later.
And how many are still there? Okay, here's the next question I had was how many are still there? 34 detainees remain today at the Guantanamo facility.
Correction, only 12 have been charged with crimes. Oh, yeah, 12 have been charged with crimes and two have been convicted.
Wow. That's amazing. And this guy thinks it's a great thing. Keep Guantanamo going. Keep the torture going. Force feed people if you need to. And yet there's still people out there that think he cares about freedoms.
Here's an important part of the article I was reading. Just his warning to the American people at the end. He says, I was born in Yemen. In my culture, a man is only as good as his word. DeSantis is clearly bending the truth to fit his preferred narrative. Maybe he is not a man worthy of leading Florida, yet alone the United States. My advice to Americans, watch out. Do you want, as president, someone who tries to consolidate his power by creating an environment of fear? Someone who profits from misery and pain of others? Someone who does not hesitate to bend the truth to further his political goals? Americans, beware of DeSantis and what belies his handsome smile.
Indeed. And I have another story about DeSantis and the quote-unquote free state of Florida, where the Florida Senate passed a bill last week that would allow for the death penalty for people who commit sexual batteries on children under the age of 12, sending the issue to Ron DeSantis. He is expected to sign the bill, given that he already has signed a bill that would allow defendants to receive death sentences in any case on the recommendation of at least 8 of 12 jurors.
Wow.
So
that's scary.
Yeah, it's the smallest threshold needed now. Alabama needs 10 of 12 jurors to get death penalty, and now Florida's only 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Now, look, sexual battery on children under the age of 12, serious crime. There's no doubt about it, right?
Yeah.
But does that mean that somebody should be put to death because of that?
Well,
and what if they're innocent? What if they're found innocent 15 years later?
Right. That's what I was going to say.
That happens, you know?
The main thing is that we can't trust the government with that power. Even if you believe that this person should be killed for harming a child, the government should never be handed that power.
Right, because when you sell this story out on social media, of course, there's all these people with like, oh, get the wood chipper. You know, there's this all this excitement about putting to death alleged child molesters. But again, in a lot of these cases, in many cases, somebody said something, right? Oh, well, so-and-so said that this thing happened. This child as a teenager or in their adult years said that they were molested by fill in the blank, their uncle or whoever the person might be. That's a lot to go on.
Get their kid to lie to kill their neighbor they don't like from now on?
I mean, yeah.
It could happen.
You know, and I heard a story recently. One of my friends told me the sister in this family made up a lie. Like her husband, they had beef with her father, and her husband, who was abusive towards her, basically got her to lie and say that her father molested her as a child, and he went to jail over it.
Oh, man.
And then a year later, she was like, well, sorry, I lied.
Oh, only after 1 year later?
Yeah.
He lucked out then, right?
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people who have been locked up, and they just serve out the sentence.
Do you know if he got out after she said that?
Yeah, he did.
Did she get put in?
No. But this is a very common occurrence. And of course, you know, most people who were sexually abused that come forward, it really happened, and it's an awful, terrible thing. And the people who do that sort of stuff to children should definitely be punished. But it isn't a foolproof system, right? We see this all the time where false allegations, I don't like you, so, well, he raped me, and now he's going to, you know, go to prison or get the death penalty, you know? So it's just...
Right, in a time when some states are actually abolishing the death penalty, like New Hampshire has done, you've got Florida is going ahead and doubling down and saying that not only do they support the death penalty, but they're going to make it easier than ever to actually do this. And it, by the way, wasn't even a close vote. The Senate voted 34-5 to pass this bill, and the House voted 95-14 to pass the bill, which, again, DeSantis is expected to sign, which would allow for people to, on a jury, to decide 8 out of 12. So you wouldn't even need the full jury to make this decision. And again, there's a completely separate bill that would just simply allow death sentences to be handed out by a jury, 8 out of 12. And, like, one of the most...
For anything?
For any death penalty-related crime.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that they would have to be convicted
Yeah.
And then the jury decides on whether or not to recommend the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's eight or more, then they get it. And that's, to
poor
me, that's
people that
so
watched your whole trial saying he doesn't deserve to die over this and it doesn't matter.
Correct.
It's just really scary, you know? Like, they're playing God. They're taking away people's lives, and it's just... It's scary. I would not want to live in Florida.
No.
I know. When that article first came out, I literally sent it to my friends and said, I'm never stepping foot in Florida again. It's not that hard to accidentally commit a crime.
Yeah. And then who knows if... Or be accused of a crime that you didn't commit.
Yeah, you don't even have to commit them, you know?
And we know what juries will do. I mean, if they believe somebody's story over another, they'll find you guilty, and then God knows, you know, you'll be lucky if you don't end up dead in Florida. It's a scary thing, and this is, you know, the quote-unquote free state. So I'm sorry, Florida does not qualify as a free state. It does not have a libertarian migration. There's not a significant movement of libertarians there that are ever going to have any kind of impact on things. So that's what I got on DeSantis here. Let's go to the phones. We got David on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, good segue. So set foot in Florida, not even commit a crime, just get accused of committing a crime. And that tied into, you were talking about juries, Ian, how they may not get it right. Did your jury get it right or not get it right?
They did not get it right. They convicted me of all eight counts. With no evidence whatsoever.
Okay, so the jury is itself making a false allegation then, because they're alleging that you're guilty of crimes, and most of us would agree that you're not, or you shouldn't be at least.
That's right.
Here comes that pesky Martin Niemöller. You're talking about false allegations before that. I heard most of it. The little girl was pressured to falsely testify against her father that she was sexually abused, and a year later she recanted.
Mm.
At least she got that. But the Martin Niemöller, everybody remembers him, right?
Yes.
I know the name.
He wrote the famous poem of first they came for first they came for the transunionists, then they came for the communists, then they came for the Jews, and then they came for me, or something like that.
And I did nothing,
Yeah, I did nothing, right? And then
there was no one left
to
come for me.
Correct, yes.
There was no one left for me. And so you cited the examples that fall under Niemöller of Guantanamo Bay, and you gave the little girl scenario, and you gave the hypothetical of...
Hold that thought, David. I want to let you continue here in a moment. You can make the point that you are driving at. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that is on your mind. If you want to talk about this DeSantis psychopath, who, of course, is running against other psychopaths. He's just getting a lot of attention, so that's why we're picking on him at the moment.
People are open about being a psychopath.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he sees no problem with President Biden's age.
His age is excellent. We need the wisdom. We need the skill set. We need the experience. You know, this president has navigated us out of these difficult times.
It comes after the president announced he would be running for re-election in 2024. Meantime, Biden says he feels good and He's excited about the challenge ahead. Aaron Rodgers is excited to try and return to New York Jets to the playoffs for the first time in more than a decade.
I'm here because I believe this. I believe in this team. I believe in Coach Sala. I believe in the direction of Joe Douglas. Obviously, he's drafted really well the last couple of years.
The Jets introduced the future Hall of Fame quarterback on Wednesday after trading to get Rodgers from the Packers. Rodgers spent 18 years with Green Bay, winning a Super Bowl there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nikki, it's Bonnie.
You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features. And if you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, you can also join the AMPS program and join other Free Talk Live listeners like you who have helped us out with AMPS, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. People like Carlos, who is a platinum-level supporter, which means Carlos is doing five times what we ask. We only ask for $5 a month. Carlos is doing 25. So thank you, Carlos, for stepping up over there at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks. You get some access to different things that other people don't get, like, for instance, the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show without any recorded commercials. So join Carlos over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Carlos. And if you don't like Patreon, which is what the AMPS program is, some people don't like Patreon, then you can join us through our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Just click the join button right up there at the top of the page. Let's go back to David on the line in New Mexico. David, you were kind of trying to make a point there. If you could just recap that briefly and continue.
Yeah, finishing up on the lessons of Pastor Martin Niemöller, and MLK has a quote that comes into it. But first of all, that your previous conversation about Guantanamo remembers me that I once helped to force feed Jesus Christ.
What does that mean?
Well, we strapped Jesus Christ to a chair and did the force feeding procedure on him with the tube up his nose, down his throat.
Who's we?
The other workers in that ward of the hospital.
Oh, you said force feed. I don't know why I thought you said force C.
Oh, force feed.
Was his name Jesus Cristo?
No, it wasn't a Spanish guy. That's why I said Jesus rather than Jesus. Rather okay. than Jesus Christos, I said Jesus Christ. That's who he told us he was.
Oh, okay. Was he crazy?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but
What were you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I was working in the... No, I wasn't an inmate. I was working in the psych ward. I have paycheck stubs to prove it.
Oh, okay. So you were like an orderly or something?
Yeah, I was trying to decide whether I want to go to medical school or not, and so I worked in the hospital system for a couple of years and decided, hell no.
Yeah, I was about to say, and then decided not.
Wow.
Yeah, hell no. Not just not, but hell no.
Yeah, okay. It's not for the faint of heart.
Pardon?
I said it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not. It's not at all. And the other thing that the Guantanamo reminds me of is I came up with a good business plan for Alu. His books that he writes and his website that he presumably has, he needs to change his educational website system to Alu's Snack Bar, your a la carte place for a la carte education in political science or something like that.
I'm sure he'll get right on that, David.
Alu's Snack Bar.
Thanks for the call.
Well, I don't think he made his point.
Oh. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, it's New Mexico, parade here. One thing about New Mexico is that, Dream Center, the homeless shelter that we were going to build? Well, it's put on hold.
Is this the homeless shelter that was going to be in part of, like, an old jail? Or this
hotel?
New one they were going to build?
It was an old hospital. It was built in the 1950s.
Okay.
So they're going to renovate. Was a jail.
When you say build, you mean they were going to renovate the hospital?
Right. Okay. And the problem that I have now is that when they dug up the second floor, they found asbestos.
Ooh.
So in the 1950s, it was common to use asbestos, like, in the walls and the floors.
That's right, yeah.
So they dug it up. So now it's like a big controversy. Mm. All the, Republican counselor Dan Lewis and Bob Barker on the television investigator are
making the guy from Price is Right?
No, it's like a investigator. It's Bob Barker.
Why does it matter? They just wear a mask and they get rid of it. I don't understand why it would stop, why it would halt the production of
maybe
the
building. Maybe there's a lot of it or something.
It might be expensive.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to determine whether they should knock the whole building down as opposed to renovate. Because, it may be cheaper to just tear the whole thing down, clear the site, and build something brand new than to actually have to go in and, cut out all the pieces that have asbestos and replace them. I mean, that could be very costly.
Well, they had a TV show about that they need to have a specially trained construction worker with a special mask for asbestos, and they're going to be geared from head to toe, kind of like the people working with COVID.
You got to pay for a special crew that is specially trained to not, screw things up with this removal process.
Right, and then that was a big deal about it. And then they had to put it in a hazardous bag and dispose of it.
Yeah.
What I caught was that asbestos, it changes its molecule after 70 years, or 2023. So if we're looking at maybe 70 years, doesn't it all of the asbestos that it gets, it changes, like the fiberglass, it disintegrates or something. It's not the same asbestos when they put it in.
Its radioactive half-life is over or whatever. It's not radioactive anymore.
Is it radioactive?
I don't think so.
I don't know enough about asbestos.
No, everything has a half-life. Maybe radioactive.
So it loses, a potency or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right term.
Yeah. But so, I lived in an old trailer. So that all the sealant that's on the ceiling, they all falls apart, like all the roof, after so many years. And so does the insulation, fiberglass insulation, it all disintegrates. So therefore, the asbestos, what they put in 65 years ago or so, it it has changed. It's not as deadly as they make it out to be.
Well, I think they would still have to remove it per the government regulations, so I don't think they would care, unfortunately.
Are you suggesting that they... I mean, are you upset because you think that they are just not going to make the homeless shelter now, or it's just a delay?
But the delay, okay, this is put on, but delay is put on by the Republicans. Because once they build the homeless shelter, they're going to put money in to maintain it. So they're picking at this one small issue to attack it to halt the homeless shelter.
Well, this is a great example, Sarah, of how it is that governments can't get anything done at a decent price and done quickly. I understand that it's important for you to get this shelter built so homeless people have a place to go, but if it were in the hands of the private marketplace, if this were a private facility that was being constructed, or they were trying to buy this hospital and then they realized, oh crap, it's full of asbestos, then they would be able to exit the purchase agreement because they would have found a serious problem with the thing that they were going to buy that wasn't disclosed, right? Like they didn't know before they went into it. And then they found out, they'd back out of it, and they just decided to go buy another piece of property and just start building there instead of having some stupid fight with the Republicans and the Democrats and the city council, and everybody's got to weigh in on what to do and how much to spend of all of everybody's money. And it's just so time-consuming.
That call was like a new low for her.
Why is that?
I just was so bored. Just imagine calling in radio to be like, this thing is going on in my town. They found asbestos.
Well, it is a thing that people do have to deal with. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Especially people with older homes and stuff like that. It can be a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, but I've never had one call into the show and tell us about it.
The number here tonight is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. I actually did find something else about DeSantis since we're, piling on here tonight. Here's another one. This one I've had in show prep for, looks like most of the last month. But according to, I believe this is the New York Times. Yes, the New York Times. Story from there. Led by Governor Ron DeSantis, the Florida legislature is considering a sweeping package of immigration measures that would represent the toughest crackdown on undocumented immigration by any state in more than a decade. Expected to pass within weeks because Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers, so it's pretty much a done deal. The bills are part of what he describes as a response to Biden's, quote, open borders agenda, which is completely false. Biden has been... He's been continuing the Trump-era immigration policies. They changed the name on the child detention centers to something else, and the media has ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
So immigration continues to be cracked down upon at the federal level. I'm not in favor of that, but that's what they're doing.
I haven't heard anything about open borders.
There was
so I don't know where they're getting that from.
There was like a bus or a Mack truck with 40 immigrants that all died in San Antonio last year.
Being smuggled
up here because they got, like, abandoned in the back of the truck in the San Antonio.
And they were locked in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's so
terrible. So, obviously, the borders aren't just open for anybody to walk in. If people are, like, willing to go into situations like that to get over here.
So, here's what they're going to do in the quote-unquote free state of Florida. The bills would expose people, like you or me or whoever else, wants to shelter, hire, and or transport undocumented immigrants to felony charges.
Wow.
So if there's somebody who you want to help out, they're coming up from Mexico or Guatemala or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I got a spare room in my house. You can pay me a few bucks and work in the yard or whatever, work off the rent, that kind of thing. You could be hit with a felony charge under this new legislation in Florida. They will also require hospitals to ask patients of their immigration status and report that to the state.
Wow. Yeah? So you can't even get medical treatment?
Well, you might be able to get it, but then they might throw you in a prison cell.
Exactly.
Bring back.
Invalidate out-of-state driver's license issued to undocumented immigrants and direct the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to provide assistance to federal authorities in enforcing the nation's immigration laws.
Wait, so this did pass, or?
It is in the process, but it's a Republican bill in a Republican
House. Yeah, they're going to pass it because they're all racist and they, hate any sort of immigration.
Right, and they want to pack themselves on the back, and DeSantis wants to take this into his campaign to say, hey, look what I did down here in the free state of Florida. We want to be free of all immigrants in Florida. He has separately proposed eliminating in-state college tuition for undocumented students and beneficiaries of the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA, who are brought to the United States as young children. The tuition law was enacted by his predecessor, Rick Scott, who's now a Republican U.S. senator. The new measures represent the most far-reaching state immigration legislation since 2010, when Arizona, a border state that was the nation's busiest corridor for human smuggling at the time, passed a law that required the police to ask people that they stopped for proof of immigration status if they had a reason to suspect they might be in the country illegally. DeSantis said at a news conference in February, during which he unveiled these proposals, and spoke from a lectern that it was emblazoned with the words, Biden's border crisis. He said, we need to do everything in our power to protect the people of Florida from what's going on at the border and the border crisis.
This is just so stupid because I hate Joe Biden, but how is it Biden's border crisis? There has been a crisis at the border as long as I can remember. You know, people are trying to get across. They're dying. You know, this is
that's
always,
not what they're talking about, though.
Yeah, so they, I guess we have opposite perspectives on this, because I think it's terrible
right.
that people can't just cross the border and go somewhere where they feel safe.
Yeah, people like DeSantis and those who support what he's talking about think it's a good idea for people to die at the border.
Yeah. So either way, there's a crisis, though, and it has nothing to do with Joe Biden. This has been an ongoing issue for a very long time.
It's a human rights crisis, is
Absolutely.
What it is. And it is a basic human right to be able to travel. If you are wanted somewhere and you can get there, you should be able to get there. You know, if I want to be able to take somebody in, I've got a house
yeah.
that I'm renting out, or I've got a business that I want to give somebody a job at or whatever, I should be able to hire anyone I want or put anybody I want in that house from anywhere on the planet. And that is not okay in the so-called free country and the free state of Florida.
So are they asking for papers for migrating animals?
No, they don't do that. It's okay. You can fly. If you're a bird or an animal, you can get across the border with no problem.
No? Are we not also animals?
Great question. Let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name? Hello?
Politics and religion. The two things you're not supposed to talk about when you drink alcohol.
Okay. Well, he just hung up the phone. Was that supposed to be?
I almost thought that was David. It must have been a New Mexico guy because they have kind of a similar voice.
I don't remember what the phone number was at this point, but yeah, okay. Was that supposed to be like a zinger?
I think it was supposed to be funny.
It might have been just a schizo thing, like they just say things sometimes.
Could be. What else do we need to know about this? Backers of the new bill say they're not opposed to immigration, but they're trying to make sure that newcomers follow the law. There's a right way and a wrong way to come here, said Debbie Mayfield, a Republican state senator, during a hearing. We have a process in this country. We're not trying to hurt or harm people who are here legally. As though these people have some idea of what the process is like. They know there is one, but do they actually know someone who's gone through it? Do they actually know someone who has attempted to climb the mountain of paperwork?
Probably not.
And years of waiting.
And the fees, and you have to hire attorneys to try to get through all of it.
And a lot of times you have to know someone in the United States.
Yeah, it's a very privileged system where if you know the right people and you have the right connections and you have the money, you got a lot better of a chance to get through than somebody who's just like, I just want to come cut your grass.
Well, and that's the thing.
Anyone.
They don't want the poor people to come here. You know, like, you can come here, but you're going to have to be a little, well-to-do. You can't be no Joe Schmo.
And that's the most effed up part about this is, like, we want the poor, the unwashed masses, the tempest-tossed, as it is inscribed on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Those are the people that made America a great place and an amazing place and a free place. It's not to say the rich people can't come, too. Sure, come on in. Bring your money and invest and open up businesses and all that. But immigrants are much more likely than the average American to actually be entrepreneurs. They're more likely to, once they get the money, because a lot of them don't come here with money, but once they earn enough money, they start a business. If there's enough freedom to do that in the place where they want to start the business. But, you know, laws like this that they're proposing in Florida are going to stop some of the most useful people. Because right now, I don't know if it's like this in Florida, but it sure as hell is like this up here. There's jobs everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's jobs everywhere because Americans don't want them.
And that's what I was thinking, too, because there's always that narrative, oh, they're taking our jobs. The Mexicans are taking our jobs. No, they're not.
Nope.
You know, there are so many, I mean, even just around Keene, I mean, they can't even staff the Chipotle. So I'm what jobs
if they can't
are they
staff
taking,
the Chipotle,
you know?
They sure as hell can't staff the watermelon fields or whoever, you know, the different farms where historically, even in good times, even in times when there weren't now hiring signs everywhere, which wasn't that long ago, by the way. It was only several years ago
just
where it was
before
actually
COVID.
Yeah, before COVID. It was actually kind of hard to find work. You actually had to compete with other people to get jobs. Now the reverse is true. Anybody can, you know, if you can fog a mirror, you're going to get hired. But at that time, you couldn't find Americans who wanted to go out and pick crops. They're too good for that. You know, they're not used to having to do work like that. So now they're talking about some pretty ridiculous stuff there in Florida where if you shelter, hire, or transport undocumented immigrants, you could be charged with a felony. You can go to prison for just trying to help somebody.
That's terrifying. It reminds me of, like, Nazi Germany type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're, you know, like, guilty by association, if you're housing, you know, Jewish people or undesirables, then you go down, too. It has, like, that same sort of vibe.
Yep.
It really does. Like, there's a lot of times things get compared to Nazi Germany, and it's like a little bit of a stretch, but this isn't at all.
It's right there. Right there in your face.
It's like the same exact thing.
We're supposed to believe? There are people who believe that this guy, DeSantis, who this is his, he's pushing this stuff, right? Like, this isn't just...
Well, they love this stuff.
Yeah.
So they, a lot of people say that they're freedom-loving, and they're really not.
Absolutely. They only like their own freedom.
Yeah.
Those people. Those are the conservatives, right? The conservatives love to talk about liberty and freedom, but they only really mean for them. They don't mean for the other. They don't mean for that brown person who's just come in from Mexico who just wants to make some money to send back to their family.
And they also only mean the types of freedoms that they personally want to use. Like, they don't want everyone to have the freedom to do X thing that the liberals want to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, freedom...
Like have a drag show?
Yeah, like have a drag show. That, even though that would be freedom, it's not the type of freedom they want.
Freedom's for me, not for thee. So there's your latest on, you know, what's going on with DeSantis. I could go on. The story just continues to go on into various different things that are happening at the border and so on. But this is, of course, going to be another election year issue, and the conservatives are going to try to... You know, talk about how tough they are and how tough they want to be and make, like you guys said, make the United States into a total police state, a total Nazi-esque kind of place. That's not to say that the Democrats wouldn't do the same exact thing. The Democrats are doing the same exact thing. They just don't use the same rhetoric. The Democrats try to pretend like they're in favor of immigration, while at the same time doing absolutely nothing to make life better for those immigrants,
right,
to make
like,
it free, more free for them.
The immigrants can come to California, but then, like, what all these laws making it hard to even actually work, just basically have to go get on welfare.
If you want to comment here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What else do we need to know? We don't have a whole lot of time for it, Nikki, but you did have a pretty important face mask study. I don't know if you want to get that out here tonight. That, surprise, surprise, I don't think it was very hard to figure this out, that rebreathing your own exhalations is probably not good for you. There's a reason
why.
So many
people said this, and it was like, that's idiocy. That's how the media would reply.
Yeah. Well, now we have an actual study that finds face masks may increase stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, and cognitive decline in children. So a new study by German researchers has concluded that face masks can cause carbon dioxide poisoning when worn even for short periods, and may have contributed significantly to stillbirths when worn by pregnant women, which we've seen, as well as testicular dysfunction and cognitive decline in children.
When you say we've seen, you mean
I've seen
you're
personally.
A nurse.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and in my practice, you know,
you've
as a student midwife.
A higher rate of stillbirths, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Miscarriages, mm-hmm. all sorts of complications in regards to getting pregnant, staying pregnant, and having babies.
There was lots
absolutely.
Of videos where people would put a CO2 detector behind their mask and then show like, see, it says dangerous levels. Mm-hmm. And then the experts would be like, that's ridiculous. Here's an explanation. It doesn't
how
actually
do you even
work.
Explain that?
I don't know.
Yeah, how do you explain that away? I mean, it's so obvious. And things that come out of your body are coming out for a reason.
Yeah.
They're excretory.
It's waste, yeah.
You don't need it. It's not good for you. You don't want to bring that back in on purpose, mm-hmm. which is obviously what happens
and
with
they
a mask.
And they were having children go outside, playing at recess, doing sports.
While wearing masks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At my kickboxing gym, they were trying to get us to wear masks.
I can't even imagine. The few times that I had to wear a mask during this insanity, one of them was going into a particular bank. They just mm-hmm. would not. I had to send a wire transfer to a Bitcoin exchange. They wouldn't let me do it through the drive-thru or anything. So, of course, I had the thing below my nose.
Yeah.
You know, the whole time. And I did the same thing on the flight that I took to go and pick up Bonnie, where I would either have it off entirely while I was drinking, quote unquote.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to pretend you're eating the whole time.
Yeah. Or I'd have it below my nose. So, like, I would not. Like, it just seems so obviously
and
bad.
Imagine exercising for like an hour.
I can't imagine that. No, I wouldn't do it.
And
why would anyone do that?
That video is resurfacing where there was a little baby that was, like, crying and ripping it off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the daycare
there's
worker
tons
kept
of those.
Putting it back on him.
Yeah, there's tons of those. It's sick.
That was one of the most horrifying videos that I saw throughout this.
And Ian hates kids.
Yeah. Well, like, talk about child abuse. I mean, you know, you can't pierce your kid's ear
right.
in Arkansas, but you can strap a mask to their face.
And they're crying and clearly don't want it.
Yeah, and then people pat you on the back and say what a good parent you are.
And that's just how unnatural it is. A little baby even knows, like, get this off me. Like, this isn't fun. It's not right.
Exactly. So, shocking study. Turns out, maybe these were really bad ideas, folks, and yet there's still people out there wearing them alone while they're in their cars. I mean, it is just the insanity continues. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.